welcome to today's podcast. Today's show is brought to you by Temple Bay Lodge, Eagle Lake, Ontario, Canada. Today's guest is Dana Sasha, hunting for connections.
That's right.
Good deal. So I understand we're going to talk a little bit about dating and stuff today, but tell me about your program and business and a little bit more.
Definitely. So Hunting for Connections, we're an online dating site for outdoor enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. So basically, about 3 years ago, my family and I were really kind of going through a difficult hardship, actually. Mm-hmm. I personally was going through a divorce, and I kind of had an aha moment where I realized that, you know, when I got to a point when I was really ready to start dating again, that I really wanted to date somebody that really enjoyed my lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm a very passionate outdoor enthusiast myself. So, you know, obviously, like most people, I post a lot of pictures of my outdoor adventures online. So my hunts and my fishing trips and just being an outdoor enthusiast. And I started getting a lot of messages from people reaching out to me, just really asking, like, how do I meet a girl like you? The messages weren't inappropriate. They were just genuinely looking for somebody that lived an outdoor lifestyle.
Okay.
And the messages kept coming. And one guy specifically stands out to me in the back of my mind, and he said, how do I find a girl like you that I can share my lifestyle with? Mm-hmm. And I just had this aha moment where I was like, you know, that's crazy, because there's so many people that are really looking to spend their time with people that enjoy the outdoors, but there really wasn't a place to find them.
Okay.
And so basically we really just kind of decided that at that point in our lives that we really wanted to, you know, try something different. And so I went and did a lot of research, and basically what we found is that there wasn't any other sites out there like ours.
Okay.
But I kind of started poking around with questions, and I asked a lot of questions, and basically what I found out is that there was a lot of people that wanted one. Okay. And so what we did is my family and I, my kids and I, we kind of united, and we decided that we wanted to take a really difficult hardship and turn it into something positive. Mm-hmm. We knew we wanted to create a business that would allow us to help others, allow us to give back, but most importantly, just make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we decided to unite together as a family and really just go for it. And so what we did was I'm sure you've heard of the old analogy, fail first. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much did that. Okay. We covered that. We hired a fly-by-night database company to build us the site, and we created a logo, and we spent about 8 to 10 months on it. And by the time we got done with it, we really looked at it and said, this is not the quality of the site that we're looking to launch with. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make a really bold decision to either just scratch it and start over, or just kind of give up. And we knew that our goal was really more important to us than giving up. And so we decided to go all in. Mm-hmm. And we hired a team from Virginia, and we flew out there, and we met with them, we created a product plan, and really kind of decided what our secret sauce was going to be and what was going to make us different from every other dating site out there.
Okay.
So we came back, and the company that we hired agreed to really help us and do this on nights and weekends. So we were working on it nights and weekends, and so were they. And so it took us a while to get through it. So we worked on it for about 2 years. And wow. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever imagine it would have taken that long. But I've never built a dating site, and I've never launched one. So I learned a lot through the process.
Right. Good things don't happen fast.
Seriously, for sure. And like I mentioned, I was going through a divorce at that time. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of changes going on. We had a lot of things that we had to work through. Mm-hmm. So it really was kind of perfect timing throughout the process. So we worked with that team, like I said, for about 2 years. And then in 2018, I got called away on a business trip, and I actually met a really unique woman. And it was strange because we had just a unique kind of chemistry where we were kind of drawn in together. Mm-hmm. And we kept saying, there's such a reason like you're here. We couldn't figure out what it was. We just had so much in common and so much to talk about. And my plane actually got delayed, and it got canceled. So she ended up inviting me over for dinner. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting on her couch, and we were just having a glass of wine. And she said, well, tell me something else else about yourself other than work stuff? So I said, well, I'm working on a project. My family and I are building a online dating site. And she spit her wine out. And she's like, oh my gosh, I know why you're here. Yeah. I know why you're sitting on this couch. And I know why your plane was delayed. And I said, okay, great. Tell me what it is. And she said, well, my stepbrother actually built the software for Match.com.
Oh, geez.
And then I spit my wine out.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yes. And so she said, I can't promise you anything, but I can promise I'll make an introduction for you.
Yeah.
And so she did. Okay. She introduced us, and we had great chemistry. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, his schedule was really busy, and he said, I can't take you on as a client, but I can definitely help you and mentor you.
Absolutely.
So for 6 months, he did just that. So he devoted an hour a week, sometimes more, with any questions that we needed, and he was super helpful, very beneficial. And then January of 2019, he took us on as a full-time client.
Oh, wow.
And from January until July of 2019, we worked really hard at getting prepared for the launch.
Mm.
And so July 17th, we launched.
Okay.
So
not even a year deep now, technically,
exactly.
At least.
So we're about six months in, give or take. And so we're really excited about it because we focus on outdoor people that, you know, live an outdoor lifestyle, right? So basically, you know, we wanted to take our passions and take kind of what I learned from my divorce and put it together. And now, you know, it's really important for us to be able to promote healthy relationships built strong in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what we're doing. You know, I feel really blessed to get to work with my family.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a unique scenario. We learn together. We get on each other's nerves. We help each other. We grow together.
Sure, absolutely.
But it's really special to be able to do something together as a family.
Yeah.
You don't find that very often anymore.
And you're all in it for the same reason.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And it's pretty cool. When we decided that we were going to move forward with this business, we sat down together as a family before we officially decided we were going to do it. And we wrote down our goals. And we said, okay, what if we did this, what do we want to come from it? And we did them silently. And we wrote them down. We got done. And we started talking about them. And we all started reading them, and every single goal on our paper was something about giving back to the outdoors, giving back to the homeless, giving back to really a goal of mine that I set when I was 19, which is to build a domestic abuse safe house to honor my mom's struggles with domestic violence. So when we got done looking at all of those things, we really knew, like, in that moment that it's not just a business. It's really something bigger than that.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of really unique goals and things that we are really striving to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things, like I said, for giving back, we've got some really cool things planned once the site actually becomes profitable and we get to that point. So we're really super excited to do that and to work on, you know, the rest of our life goals as well. But most importantly for us, it's very important to promote healthy relationships built strong in the outdoors, because for somebody like myself or people that have gone through a divorce, they know that one of the most crucial pieces of a relationship is having something in common with your person.
Sure.
And I'm not by any means saying you have to do everything together or if you have to share everything together, but you have to build a solid friendship foundation first. That's
right.
So crucial so that you can do things together versus you doing your thing and you're doing your thing. And eventually what happens is you go in two different directions. And I, you know, can attest to that. And so, you know, really just learning from my own personal experiences, it's been crucial and important for me to kind of impact those little things into the site, because you know, I've been able to live through it and know what it feels like to want to find a specific person. And when you think about getting on a dating site, and let's just say you know, there's a lot of competitors out there, so I'm not even going to name one, but
and
let's just
okay,
say
yeah.
a dating site in general
sure.
that isn't a niche-based site. It's very difficult because you're spending all your time weeding through hundreds of people that you might match with based on I like her hair color or her height or her weight, but they don't generally match you based on your hobbies or your passions, you know, in a niche-based pool. So the key is now you're in a pool where you're no longer a tadpole in an ocean. You're right where you feel like you belong because you're with other people that are like-minded and are enjoying the same types of hobbies and interests and things like that you do.
Sure.
And so it's just important to be able to match on that. And so our algorithm matches people based on their hobbies and their passions, their outdoor hobbies and passions. So
not their hair color.
Exactly, or their height.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I mean, we definitely ask questions questions, but we give the users an option so they can either go all in and answer all the questions, or they can just specifically talk about what their outdoor hobbies and passions are. Mm-hmm. And so we've really come up with a unique system that no other site uses, which is a token system that allows paid members to talk to free members. Okay. So they can use the tokens to be able to communicate that way, where other sites don't allow that. So on other sites, if a member is a paid member and they try to contact a non-paying member, there's no way for that non-paying member to respond.
Okay.
And so it really leaves the user feeling almost kind of stood up in a way, so you feel like, I reached out to you, I'm interested in you, I want to learn more about you, but they don't ever get that reciprocation.
Okay.
And so it leaves that person feeling a little disheartened. And so now we've created a system that will allow that free member to be able to communicate back, so that if should they decide to keep talking, you know, they can go from there. So
okay.
Yeah.
And how do you do the tokens, and how does that work?
Yeah. So when somebody signs up, right now technically in probably for the first year, our site will be free to use.
Okay.
So we're allotting each new member 100 free tokens, so they can come in and start talking.
People like free.
Yeah, absolutely. So they get 100 free tokens to start talking for free. And basically what that's doing is allowing them to come in, see if there's anybody else in their area yet, and start communicating, kind of get a feel for, you know, what the site is, what it looks like, how it feels, to make sure it's kind of their vibe. And then obviously if they enjoy it, or if they start finding people to talk to, they can purchase a full membership subscription. So they can either buy a 1 month, a 3 month, or a 6 month. Or they can just buy tokens. So for instance, if they come in there and maybe they only have three people in their area and they only know that they want to talk to one of them, but they don't really want a full membership for the month, they can buy tokens to just engage in conversation back and forth where they don't have to commit to a full month. So it just gives them additional options. And then as time goes by, we'll be adding additional features for them to buy things with their tokens and you know, utilize the tokens in a different system. But for right now, everybody gets 100 free tokens. And because we're 6 months into it, you know, we're growing on a daily basis. So we get new members every single day, which is fantastic. But, you know, it takes time to build a database. So we're working really hard on that. But virtually our goal technically is to, we want to niche markets, so grow city by city, state by state.
Okay.
So when we first launched, our goal was to advertise on Facebook. So I'm sure, well, maybe you don't know, but Facebook has also recently come out with a dating feature.
Okay.
And so in order to do paid ads on Facebook as a dating site, you have to be pre-approved. Well, Facebook has not pre-approved us yet, so it's a little bit of a struggle right now, just from a Facebook standpoint, to do niche marketing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're taking different approaches to try to reach people.
Sure.
And absolutely, for sure. So our first approach just didn't work, but that's not going to stop us.
Right, exactly. How different does the end product look now from when you said you did it and thought that you didn't fail?
Yes,
but yeah, so
100% different.
And it was it because you weren't able to accomplish what you wanted to from the get-go the first time around, or new ideas kind of got involved and you developed it a little bit different?
Two things specifically. So our first site basically looked like a kindergartner put it together. Our end result actually looks like a graduated college educated person put it together. So the difference is when the first team stepped in, it just it wasn't up a professionally built designed website,
so it couldn't do what you
needed,
the functionality.
Exactly. And so it just didn't look professional. It didn't have a professional feel. The logo that we had just didn't, you didn't look at it and say, oh, I get it. Like, that makes me feel good. It definitely wasn't. And so when we found the new team and we started working with actual professionals and the software was built, you know, it was just a whole different level of quality.
Sounds like you feel real good about what you have right now.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
And they'll continue to be, you talked about kind of updates. Is there different things that you have in mind already that you'll be adding to the services available?
So we have a long list of features and we're consistently asking from our users,
well,
you know,
what do they want?
Do you want? How can we improve this? You know, we're new, so, you know, our goal is to take as much feedback as we can right now. While we're free, the goal is to get people to come in there and try it out and then give us feedback. And, you know, obviously from that point, you know, make changes. And hopefully, you know, once we're 1 year into it, our database will be more full. And then the more people that are in there, obviously, if all goes well, it will continue to snowball where people will then start purchasing memberships. And then obviously from that point, you know, then you can definitely start creating more features and things like that. So
do you have a newsletter or anything that you send out, or how does
we have a blog? We have a blog. We try to put out new blogs every week. Sometimes it's every other week, but so we have a blog, and then we also you know, send out emails on a pretty regular basis just to share information with different people, talking about different things that we've going on. If we have new features that are coming out, we always, you know, want to talk about those and share that with everybody. But again, we also are on Facebook and on Instagram, and then, of course, on our site. So our goal right now is to really just partner with other companies that there's good chemistry with. And so we try to feature other companies on our site, and then we try to be featured on other company sites as well.
Yeah, so you have kind of partners.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And then we definitely have started a brand ambassador team as well, which is awesome. So we try to create as much give back to them as possible so that they continue to share our content and spread the word. And, you know, we have business cards and whatnot and stuff, swag that we give our brand ambassadors so that they can wear it and share it and stuff like that and spread the word. So that obviously helps, but you know, we're a win-win company where we want to help other companies grow too. I'm a firm believer that there's so much room for everybody to shine.
Absolutely.
And the best way to do that is just to help somebody. And, and then generally just that chemistry just kind of goes back and forth. They're willing to help you.
Yeah. And it's a good way to meet good people
too. Exactly. Seriously. I mean, that's what it's all about.
So do you, are there events or different things that you do right now?
So we're not putting on events yet. Okay. Hopefully we will be soon. But we go to a lot of events. So,
and what types of events do you go to?
SHOT Show, we'll be going to SHOT Show in January. And then there's the Turkey Foundation that is in the end of February, I believe. And then we'll be going to ICAST this year, maybe just a couple other shows like that. But then throughout the summer, even we try to even promote at concerts and things like that. Last year we went to Bowfest. You know, we handed out a ton of different, like, little trinkets and can koozies and things like that, and just to spread the word. And it's just, it's really fun to be able to walk around the campsites and stuff and see your you know, your stuff on your can koozies
and stuff
like that. So that's really fun. And just to spread the word. But so that's basically what we're doing right now, just going to different events, going to as many shows like SHOT Show and things like that. We're going to be advertising on the site pretty soon. So we've created some banner ad space, which is always good. And you know, I guess the goal is to just keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Keep taking it day by day, week by week.
Now,
I saw you guys had some exposure through, I think it was Outdoor First and Chauncey's ESPN Radio. I think I heard the interview on there one time a few months back. And Midwest Outdoors, you had an article, I think, written
Thanks
in there.
Bill. So that's
absolutely.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had an opportunity to be on a couple radio shows. Let's see, Outdoors Today, and then do you know Michael Coolidge in Illinois?
I don't.
The Michael Coolidge Show.
No.
So he has his own radio show and our segment, of course. So he is, he's fantastic. I met him a couple years at SHOT Show, and so we do some advertising with him now, and he puts us on a show every once in a while, which is really nice. And then I'm just trying to think. Where else we are doing radio. But so I was also going to tell you our Facebook group, Hunting for Connections, I think you're a member in there. So that Facebook group is kind of unique because it started before the actual website itself. I started it 3 years ago when I was going through my divorce. And so I knew that just because my marriage was ending, that my love and passion for hunting and fishing wasn't. But when I was married, my husband took care of the land. I was the sole financial provider at that time, and he took care of our land and our properties. And so I would just roll up and hunt. And it was fantastic. Until I was getting a divorce. So I'm like, oh, now what do I do? I need to learn how to take care of this stuff, right? How do I do food plots? How do I, you know, when do I put out my trail cams? When do I put out mineral? All these things I needed to learn, right? So I love to hunt. I just didn't know all the cool things that you have to do in order to get your bucks to keep coming in. And so I started this Facebook group because I'm like, all right, I need to create a community of really a safe place, really, where I could ask questions and not be ridiculed for not knowing the answers. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook can be kind of terrifying sometimes when you need information, but mm-hmm. you know, you're not quite sure where to go to get it. Mm-hmm. And so I started this group, and the beauty of it is that it started to just kind of grow on its own. And the next thing I knew, there was thousands of people in the group, and they really turned into a family. Mm-hmm. So none of them knew I was going through a divorce, mm-hmm. but they were all super helpful.
Okay.
And then other girls started coming into the group, and they would ask questions, and the next thing you know, it was, I really, really wanted the group to be more than just a place where you could ask questions. I wanted people to be able to connect and really just find unique opportunities that you wouldn't generally find. Or, you know, outfitters, they're very expensive. And so I wanted there to be a place where maybe people could swap hunts. You know, so for instance, I have land, but I love to hunt out west. So I thought, well, maybe this could be a place where we could swap hunts. And as time went by, so many connections were being made. I was getting message after message saying, you know, I'm so glad that you started this group. I got an awesome discount from this outfitter, and I had this experience with my son, or we got to do this, or, you know, all these great connections were being made, and it was really just turning into something really special.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of the few groups that allow you to promote.
Okay.
And the reason why I allow people to promote in there is because I want people to find that connection and have a remote central place where people can come and network and, you know, make new friends. And it's strictly just hunting and fishing talk. It's strictly just anything in the really just hunting and fishing specifically, but there's nothing to do with dating in there. But when I first started that group, I named it Hunting for Connections. And during that time in my divorce, you know, having all these people just be so kind to me, and you know, I was making connections, going on hunts, meeting new people. It really helped me through a really difficult time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really became a family, not just a group.
Yeah.
You know, it was a community of really good people that were not just helping me, but they were helping tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was super rewarding. And during that time when we were working nights and weekends on the dating site, I had originally bought the domain Hunting for True Love. So originally the site was going to be named that.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized kind of through my day job of building connections and the site, you know, bringing like-minded people together, that I didn't want it just to be about looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to have more than just one option. And so we came up with four different ways that people could connect, which is by dating, by relationship, by friendship, or to find an activity partner.
Okay.
And so through that, we had already had Hunting for Connections, the Facebook group. And I thought, you know, what a cool way to kind of give back to a community that gave so much to me during such a rough time in my life than to name the site Hunting for Connections.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a great way for me to honor the people that were there for me at a time that, you know, none of them knew I was going through it, but they treated me like I was family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being the admin for the group as a woman, not that that matters, but it's not always a desirable way to start. And so it was just a great way to know that I was accepted and so many people were willing to help. But the cool thing was is that they weren't just helping me, they were helping so
others,
many people.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And just so many awesome connections were coming about, and it was just really just turning into a beautiful thing, and it's just consistently growing. And it's really rewarding to know that people are having such a great time in there. I literally got a message from a guy the other day. He said, "Dana, I love your page." He's like, "But I almost wish I wouldn't have found it." I said, "Why?" And he goes, "I've booked so many hunts since I started in this place." He's like, it's unreal, because one of the things that I do ask of promoting in there is that you offer the members a discount.
Okay.
You know, because I want them to be able to, you know, find good deals and, you know, experience great things. So a lot of times when a hunt is maybe somebody's got it booked, but all of a sudden they have to back out for whatever reason. Now they're sitting there with a hunt that nobody's going to be able to utilize. So at those times they'll come in and say, okay, I've got a, you know, whatever hunt at 50% off, or it doesn't even have to be 50%, but something to be intriguing or enticing to get, you know, more action going for them, but also great opportunities for the community members as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When I was on the website, I saw there's some great trips, and that's the, That's on the website, though. That's
nope. That's in the group, on the Facebook
that
group.
That is as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Definitely. So. Yeah. So. So it does get a little bit confusing for some people between the group and the site. So
yeah.
I try, I don't push the dating site in the group a lot, but I do mention it. People know that I've done it because it's important for me, for these people to know, you know, that a lot of the reason why we named it that is because of them. And so I don't overkill the, you know, the, mm-hmm. the site information on in the group, but... But
on the website, there was a couple of getaways and some trips and some great offerings that were on there. So how is that different than what you have on the Facebook?
Yep, great question. So on the website right now, we're offering some awesome giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them are hunts, right?
Yeah,
and so,
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I might start dating just for the trips.
I know.
So
right now we're giving away a trip in the group and in the site, so it's pretty awesome. So we've teamed up with a couple great companies. One specifically is Redneck Adventures TV.
Okay.
So they do a weekend getaway extravaganza once a year.
Okay.
And right now they are giving away a two-person getaway trip in the group and then one in for the site. So basically what that is we're drawing on January 20th.
Mm.
And so there'll be actually a total of four people going. So two winners, and then they get to bring somebody with them. But basically what it is they're going to head out to Mississippi, and then they'll be aligned with literally about 1,000 different people. It's a huge get together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a huge community squirrel hunt. And then afterwards, there's a huge banquet and then giveaways and then Cajun food all weekend and dancing and music and camaraderie. And basically, they're bringing together vets and wounded warriors and, you know, all different walks of life, people that have had hardships and struggles. And it's really a weekend to give back. And so they get to be part of something really special.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome. And then additionally, Gary Harpool with Harpool Heartland Lodge has put together a package for us, actually two of them. So we're going to be giving away a bow hunt in October.
Okay.
Right here in Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then additionally, a weekend getaway up at his lodge as well.
Okay.
So he's just got a beautiful lodge. It's fantastic.
Where is that at?
You're going to put me on the
what
spot.
State?
It's in Illinois. It's right here in Illinois.
The Illinois place then. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And so it's whoever wins either one of those are going to be blown away. It's fantastic.
Nice.
But additionally, we're providing a $200 gift card to Hopewell Winery. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. And then a $100 gift card to New Cheese Restaurant.
Okay.
So whoever wins is going to have one heck of a package
and
a nice romantic getaway or a fantastic boat hunt. So that's
very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
all
awesome.
Good stuff. And maybe some new love, right?
And some new love. Yes, so, absolutely.
Very good. Now, how are you able to kind of monitor the success that you have with people kind of getting matched up and, you know,
what
interaction do you have with people after they meet?
Yep. So basically, we have a spot on the site that allows us to have them actually go in there and talk about any testimonials. But additionally, a lot of them, I make myself known to people that they're welcome to reach out to me if they questions or if they have issues. You know, again, we're just launching, and so we're 6 months in, so if they come across a bug that we missed, I encourage everybody to let me know, as also any successes. And in fact, I just had somebody reach out to me yesterday, believe it or not, a guy had mentioned that he met a girl in December and connected with her, and they've been dating ever since. So it's working.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It was really fun to be able to have that. That goodness. You know, starting to come.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, the more people that get in there, more connections being made and more love happening or friendships. Again, the site isn't just necessarily for finding love, but, you know, there are a lot of people that are in a healthy relationship, but maybe their spouse isn't into archery or isn't into fishing, and maybe they live in a community where they don't have any other friends that they know of, or maybe they're new to an area and they're looking to just simply find a friend. So, you know, that's an option too, where they can strictly search for just a friend mm-hmm. and, you know,
someone
male or female.
Yeah.
And so so it's not, you know, crossing any lines. And so it's, yeah, we wanted to really be something different to give people different viable options because not everybody's looking for love.
To get married. Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah. Well, maybe we hold our first wedding ceremony here, huh?
I'd be down for that.
There you go.
I would be down for that. That would be fun.
So I saw a lot of different events. It's not just hunting and fishing. It seems like there was, you know, the camping type of thing and canoeing and kayaking and just anything outdoors,
absolutely.
Skydiving, whatever it might be.
Yes. Yep. So hiking, biking, kayaking, camping, fishing, hunting.
Yeah, right.
It's if you're living an outdoor lifestyle, you generally know that that's your lifestyle. And you know, a outdoor enthusiast is not going to date a gamer. It's just not going to work. Right. So it's just it's really important to be able to have a few things in common and share your passion with somebody.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing, you know, more, I guess, frustrating than going out and spending time doing something that you love and something that you're passionate about and coming home and getting in trouble for it because you were gone all day, right?
Right, yeah.
Because that kind of just takes away from the good vibes that you just spent all day.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, just being in tune with somebody that's either supportive of what you love or able to share it with you, it's really important. And that is one thing that our site allows, is that you can match based on shared passions or you can match based on maybe I've never done this, but I totally am okay with that you do that and I will support that. But maybe we can try this together. So it's just it's a very unique matching algorithm. But you know what? I grew up a city girl until I got married. And then, you know, I say I was a city girl gone country. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me, the going country part.
Yeah,
there
you go.
And then, you know, hunting changed my life.
Okay.
It literally saved my life, to be honest with you. When I was, at that time when it was introduced to me, I was a full-time mom, two kids, running a very busy business. On the go 24/7, I had clients, you know, trying to help clients, my candidates, my employees, my kids, my husband. Things were just very insanely busy for me. And the first time that I ever sat alone in my tree stand, it genuinely changed my life. I got to see my own land that I had owned for a few years just from a different dimension and a different perspective. And all of a sudden, it was like my life literally transformed in a matter of 2 hours. It was the most incredible thing I've ever experienced, ever. And everything slowed down. It got quiet. And I was able to see natural beauty at its finest, even though I'd seen it every day for many years. I just was able to look at it and experience it and enjoy it in a different way.
Right.
And from that night on, it literally changed my life. And one day, finding something that was so endearing to my heart literally just set things in motion for me. And everything changed. And all of a sudden, it was a passion, and I always say you can't force passion. It's just, it's you either have it or you don't.
Right,
and I'm so glad that I found mine, because now that I know what that feels like, I want other people to experience that. And it took me 30-some years to find mine. And I want to encourage more people to get out in the outdoors and try new things. And I'll tell you what, when you're with somebody that enjoys something, you're a little bit more willing to try it, right? Especially if you're kind of into the person. And if you try something and you really love it, fantastic. And if you try something and you don't enjoy it, you know, that's okay, too. It doesn't mean it's not for
exactly,
you, but you tried.
Right, yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just, for me, now knowing what that feels like, I really want to encourage more people just to get out in the outdoors and try new things because it changed my life. Man, I just sure would love for other people to be able to experience that, too, because that's really amazing.
And what kind of hunting do you do then?
Yeah, so I started whitetail hunting.
Okay.
And then I went to turkey hunting, but it took me 5 years to get my first turkey.
Okay.
5 years. Yeah. I just
They're
got my
as
first
easy
one.
As they think.
No, not for me. That was a tough little situation, but I've mule deer hunted. I have a mule deer. I have my first bear, which was awesome.
Yeah,
I got him in Idaho.
Cool.
It wasn't over a bait. It was spot and stalk climbing a mountain. It was very, very hard hunts. In fact, it was the hardest hunt I've ever been on. But I've hog hunted. I've a small game hunted.
Okay.
Coyote hunting. And My favorite hunt is definitely whitetail for sure.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. For sure. But you know what? I'm a goal-driven woman, mm-hmm. so I have a list of animals that I want to challenge myself to get after.
Yeah.
And so I typically will get after it as well. I've elk hunted too. I was just in Idaho in October. My son and I went elk hunting. So we didn't get anything, but it was okay. It was a blast. It was a beautiful
trip and good time to spend with family.
My son is 17, and he literally, I mean, we've been blessed to be able to be on some pretty cool hunts and gone on some pretty great trips. And he said, this is by far the greatest trip I've ever been on. And we didn't get anything.
Right.
It was just a great experience overall. Yeah. It was beautiful. And, it was really awesome. It was special timing for sure. Yep. So.
And same with fishing. You can go out on the water and not catch anything, and it's the best day ever. So
that is seriously so true.
Yeah,
so my son that I'm talking about, he's a very passionate fisherman for sure. So we spend a lot of time on the water.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, we both ice fish a lot.
Oh boy.
So we just got into a bunch of perch or some bluegill and some crappies not too long ago. So we hit them at the right time.
It's
really awesome. But we definitely musky fish for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some. Actually, to be honest, I just got my first musky for the first time last year.
Nice.
And yeah, it was a pretty, you know, am I one of those people that, you know, does this?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, but I did just get, I caught a 16-inch crappie this last
That's
summer.
A nice fish. Yeah,
just, well, it was towards the end of, it was like in September, and so he's already hanging on my wall.
Nice.
I know, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
And, it's got ice fishing now, and we'll see how long that lasts, but
absolutely.
We got a couple months of that ahead. Do you have any trips lined up that you're looking forward to this year of any kind, hunting, fishing, or other?
Not, neither hunting or fishing, but I am going, at some point, I will be going back to Texas for sure.
Okay.
So where we hog hunted last year, Four Amigos Ranch. So I partnered with the owner there. His name is Dan. And we're going to be going back there, hopefully doing a group hunt.
Okay.
So I'll be bringing either a bunch of girls with me or hopefully a bunch of singles with me to do a little fun singles get together at his resort. And so,
And are you going to promote that through your website then, or is that something that's kind of separate? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll probably promote it on the site, but also in the group just to see who, you know, who wants to come and enjoy it, you know, join in that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil actually is going to be doing some fishing. He's put together a 5-hour fishing trip with his guiding service mainline, or borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been super blessed to be able to find some really great people that want to really just collaborate. So we promote them and then they promote us, and it just becomes a win-win.
We get that.
Yeah, exactly. And so for me, it's a blessing because, you know, again, finding your passion for me has really just opened up a lot of doors. So, so I'm always hunting for a connection as well.
Right.
So,
yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
And then it's fun with, obviously, you said that your kids are involved. It seems like they have an active interest in being part of the day to day with it too.
Absolutely.
Then?
Yes. Yeah, so my oldest son, his name is Justin. So he's a hunter too, but he's more of a small game hunter, where my youngest, who's 17, he'll be 18 in April, we're more big game hunters.
Okay.
Justin, the 23-year-old, he is a massive gun enthusiast.
Okay.
Yep. So he's got some big things that he's working on too.
Good.
Yeah. So the great thing is that we're all outdoor enthusiasts, and we know what it feels like to be passionate about the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, we went through some difficult times that really turned into something beautiful.
Right, yeah.
So I think it's all about attitude and your mindset and how you choose to look at things.
Move
and
forward, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really proud of what we've accomplished together. It's been interesting.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
And as far as the site you mentioned in terms of areas and stuff, so where are you focusing on now?
Yep.
Wisconsin, Illinois, other,
so
what's...
Wisconsin and Illinois for sure, because we're advertising on the radio in Illinois.
Okay.
Right? So we are doing as much promotion in Wisconsin since that's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So as much legwork as we possibly can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're spreading the word there. But that's our key focus right now. But again, because we're not doing any specific niche-based direct marketing, like through Facebook or something like that. We're doing everything on social media, so we are getting different people that are using the site from all different areas. So when we find that we're getting maybe, you know, 20, 30 people in one certain area, maybe more than that, mm-hmm. then we'll put together little video clips promoting just certain people in there that want to be promoted, mm-hmm. and then we'll share that all over, or we'll okay. find people that are from that specific area and try to push them to that specific area or into the site so that they know that, hey, there's 30 people in here that are actively looking to talk to other people. Okay. And so those little video clips really really help kind of just push people to that specific geographic market where uh-huh. we don't necessarily have to use Facebook marketing ads for that.
Right. And so people, when they sign up with the site, they could become involved with the membership, and you were talking about the tokens and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, they, for a year or so, are able to kind of do it through the free version?
Yep. So anybody that signs up is completely free.
Okay.
So every person that signs up is going to get 100 free tokens. Yep. So if they come in and there isn't anybody in their site, mm-hmm. we encourage them to make sure that they fill out their notifications
okay.
so that when somebody does come in their market, then we can email them or text them or however they want to be contacted
okay.
or email them to let them know, hey, somebody signed up, make sure you check your page. And then basically they can come on and look and see if it's somebody they want to talk to. So their 100 tokens can stay in there forever
okay,
until they find people that they want to start talking to.
Okay.
Yep. And then once the tokens are gone, then they have the option to either buy a full monthly subscription or they can buy more tokens.
Okay.
Yep, so their tokens won't go away until they actually use them.
And yeah, and they can be as involved or removed as they want to
yes,
be, I guess,
yes.
on their own end.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
Yep. So we kind of tell everybody, you know, hey, we are new, we're just fresh out of the gate, we're
mm-hmm.
6 months in.
Sure.
So please be patient if they're not finding somebody that's
right.
you know, in their marketplace, but we're sure trying hard. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're just our goal is to really just change as many lives for the better as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying, like we really are committed to that.
Yeah. And it's not just about, obviously, getting... You want to have active participants. It's
yes.
not just about getting people involved. You want
exactly.
them to be, you know, social and active and
exactly.
doing the kind of the events and trips and all the other stuff
for
that
sure.
you offer. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, having the Facebook group as well, it gives them another, you know, option
platform
to...
There,
yeah.
Right?
It isn't anything where they can go over there and talk dating over there. That's not what that... is for,
mm-hmm.
but it allows them to be in a community surrounded by other like-minded people like themselves if they hunt and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody does. Again, the site's not just for that
mm-hmm.
by any means. So,
mm-hmm.
but it's just one more platform for them to feel like they're part of something.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
Yeah, so
lots to it. Yeah, usually when people are watching our podcast, we're not talking dating. We're talking fishing or hunting. So, and doing the different seminars. But this is a good twist by
yeah.
all means. And
yeah.
a lot of people that come through here, you know, you never know everybody's background, obviously. But there's
yeah.
people that are out there that certainly can use, you know, the service for
yeah.
it. So.
And we do also encourage any age members to utilize the site. We know some older folks may not be totally... user-friendly when it comes to computers.
Sure.
So, you know, I always offer if anybody wants to be on there and they need help, they can always reach out to me, and I definitely will help them with their profile or, you know, find somebody to
mm-hmm.
help them get it filled out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we want everybody to find what they're looking for, so
mm-hmm.
everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, well, everybody over the age of 18.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You got to watch that, so... Yeah, very good. And as far, one of the things when I was on the website, I was looking, what is geocaching?
So geocaching is basically, it's there's money, there's tokens hidden all over,
okay.
everywhere.
Okay.
And then there's clues on them that send you to find the next clue.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one, it kind of sends you on a little scavenger hunt all over the place.
Okay.
And so when you find it, then you kind of check in, and then you can mark that you found it.
Uh-huh.
And then... like I said, and there's clues to go find the next one. So it's just a fun, like, almost scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Yeah,
it sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't familiar with that one.
Yep.
So very good. And then do you have any kind of success rates, or do you know, you know, what's I guess, a good rate, or how do you know how well you're doing with the business and
so,
matching?
So, again, we're just 5.5 months in.
Right.
So the only way that we're going to know is if they're going on to that spot on the site to say, hey, you know, I met somebody,
success.
Which
yep.
for us, that's really important to know, because
mm-hmm.
we need to find those testimonials
mm-hmm.
So that we can use those in content to share with other people.
Okay.
But again, I'm always stressing on social media. Reach out to me if you've made a connection or let us know. Mm-hmm. We're always doing little videos and things like that. And so, like I mentioned, so yesterday I just got somebody that reached out to me that said that he had met somebody December 1st and they've been dating ever since. So it's a month and a half in.
Right.
But they're happy. Things are going great. And so for me, that feels like a great first start win.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And you'll find more and more of those as you go, obviously. So how are people able to, what's the website? Is it Hunting for Connections?
The website is Hunting for Connections. So it's hunting, the number four, connections.com.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then what other platforms do you have?
Yep.
You mentioned Facebook.
Yep.
What other social media are you using?
So we have a Facebook page for Hunting for Connections. Mm-hmm. So we've got the Hunting for Connections group, mm-hmm. and then we have huntingforconnections.com page.
Okay.
So on that page, the content there isn't just all dating, so mm-hmm. it's a lot of hunting, fishing, camping, outdoor just content,
info,
and then some dating tips and some, you know, just some fun dating means. But we don't, we're not just pushing dating. We want it to kind of be a mix. Because, mm-hmm. again, we realize that everybody on the site mm-hmm. isn't just coming there to look for love, right? So they're
right.
looking for friends. And so we mix up the content. So it's not overkill for the people that are in a relationship, and it's not underkill for the people that are looking for love. So on the page, it's a mix of content. But mm-hmm. we're also on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we recently just started Instagram. So we're striving hard to grow the followers there. So we have about 1,500 followers at this point. So we're still new to that platform, but we're growing.
Yeah. Like you say, you got to start it with something.
So that's Hunting for Connections on Instagram.
Okay. And then what do you see different with the business, you know, say 5 years from now? How different is it going to look compared to where you're at today?
So our goal is to grow the database, you know, change as many people's lives as possible, and then hopefully at some point sell the business. So again, I told you I set a goal mm-hmm. Back when I was 19 years old to build a domestic abuse safe house mm-hmm. to honor my mom's struggles. And so my goal is to then to fulfill that goal.
Okay.
And then after going through a very unhealthy marriage myself, mm-hmm. you know, I realized that my calling isn't to just build one domestic mm-hmm. abuse safe house. My goal now is to build one in every state in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of really big goals ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal is to get the business up and running, get a solid following, change some lives for the better,
mm-hmm.
hopefully sell it at some point, because mm-hmm. My oldest son, he's got some goals that he wants to accomplish. He's, like I said, a gun enthusiast, so he's got some really cool things that he wants to do. And then my
has
some great ideas. We're all very entrepreneurial, mm-hmm. so so we've got some good things to come. But what mm-hmm. we've learned is that you have to start somewhere, and it mm-hmm. all starts with a decision,
mm-hmm.
and it really ends with "I will try." Right. So if you're willing to create a decision and try and get after your goal and your dream,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just have to realize that it takes.
There you go,
sometimes a lot of while.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
But you have to have a plan.
Gotta keep going after it, so.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, it's been fun having you here today, Dana.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
It's very nice to meet you.
Look forward to kind of being involved in some of the events and meeting people through, your business and...
Sounds great to me.
Good deal.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
So, and to all our viewers, do not forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Yes,
so I'm learning
please.
Little by little myself how to do all that stuff.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
So, and very good. Thanks again to Temple Bay for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you next week.